This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Anyway, it's the best I could do, Steve. I tried.
He took that as an invitation to slip his tongue into my mouth, deepening the kiss.
That's not what I wanted to do at all. Steve, get your tongue out of there.
Ah!
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of the most unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
I'm not your friend, Guy.
Why aren't you my friend, Guy? Guy?
I'm not your guy, buddy.
Oh.
I'm not your buddy, friend.
Friend. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Yay.
Hooray.
It's a thing that we do because it's a thing that we do. Also, I have to point out somebody named WonderTwin0821 commented on our last episode. I learned today that it can be dangerous to listen to this show while driving, as laughter can lead to tears in the eyes while operating a vehicle. So, in honor of that, I am going to disclose a warning. Driving while listening to this podcast may be construed as an attempt at suicide, as it's hard to drive through tears of laughter.
Please, don't tear and
so
drive.
So I shouldn't be driving while on the call.
Please don't laugh and drive. Actually, don't breathe and drive. Breathing can be very distracting.
Oh. Hold on, let me pull over.
Yeah, I was about to say, so I shouldn't drive while I'm on the call. Oh,
absolutely shit. Not. Anyways, joining us tonight is Steve Van Sickle. And Sean.
Hello.
And Sean.
Hello.
And newbie, do you want to go by Sam or your username?
Let's go by Sam.
Okay. Hi, Sam.
Hi, everybody.
Sam, you're on 109.5, The Fic.
Fig Newton's?
Fic.
The Fic, as in F-I-C, son.
Because the radio won't let us say the fuck.
We can say the fuck. I'm saying fuck right now.
Well, no, but not on the airwaves.
Fuck.
But if I've
done the imprimatur disclosure yet?
No. If any, Roy, do you have one ready?
This podcast is rated M for manure. Oh, sorry, that's M for mature. Little typo there.
Oh, delicious, Sam.
7 out of 10. Would fic again.
Would fic again. Actually, tonight we're starting off with something a little different. I received an email from Mr. Cap right before the show started tonight that says, subject line. Amazing forum spam. Found this. Oh man, not fanfic, but hot stuff.
Hot stuff coming through.
Let me know if it's something you want to use for FNF.
Give it. Give me that Taco Bell.
All right. Well, you guys all should have the link. I will resend it. And yeah, I would like Sam to begin tonight, actually.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well,
where are the breaks?
Just read to the end of the page. That's all you need.
So, this one's titled, I wanna gag.
Okay, imagine, people listening, imagine someone from, like, the early 2000s typing in alternating 90s. Caps, or late 90s, alternating caps text. It's that kind of prick.
One also, he replaces letters with numbers.
Another person's just off to the side mashing the caps lock as they type.
Yeah.
He's typing with keys and numbers as letters, and his name is not Prince.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
In case, I want to gog fuck you and hate fuck you for Reaver.
3v3R.
Yes.
Yeah, 3v3R, dude.
3v3R. I 0 3 3 D.
Okay, 33 D. I'm issuing an override here. Phonetic translation is allowed for this. Okay, otherwise we will be here all fucking night.
No, we won't. He's almost done. It doesn't repeat.
He's almost done the first two lines. lines.
And there's nothing else.
Yeah.
There's nothing else in the page. Stopping a baby.
I crab 3 Y0. I want to gag fuck you and hate you, fuck you forever. I so need you. I crave you. There we go.
Delicious.
I need you.
I want to gag fuck you like an animal. I want to.
Women that eat animal cum and get fucked hard by them excite me a lot.
Me too.
I wish you could empty the entire content of a horse's testicles directly into your throat without a breath.
Don't we all?
Yeah, man. No, I had that thought the other day. I was like,
the
shit,
dream lives
dude.
On.
The I want to rape and marry
you.
I want to rape and marry you. Wow. That's kind of a polarizing statement there.
Well, technically, that's how it happened in the Bible. I mean, you know, not to belittle someone's religion, but if you read
no,
the
they
Bible,
got it, no, they got
there.
It backwards. They're recapping last night's episode of Game of Thrones, but they got it backwards.
This Friday Night Fanfiction Game of Thrones moment has been brought to you
David,
by Slim.
David, let's let him read.
P.S. Wow, short fanfic. Some short-minded people can waste my time and confirm me their immaturity in the art of considering sexuality, which is a vital sociological need.
Physiological.
And that's spelled right, too. Need for every adult in couple or not as a pejorative expression and aggression, and at their own disadvantage.
I don't
and
know
in that specific case, and at their age, they need to consult. Also,
this person is making a very intelligent argument, and I'm swayed by it.
They just looked up some fancy words and just strung
them
together.
And I'm swayed by them very easily.
Also, I'd like to be clear on that point. I have...
Oh, thank God.
No time to entertain... I have, comma, no time to entertain aimless virtual boredom with inward, nor interest in sandbox negativum, sandbox mockery, sandbox animosity, sandbox rejections, sandbox vanity,
sandbox gameplay, sandbox toys, sandbox accidents.
For only $19.99. Which will be ignored straight away unless you ignore yourself and filter me if you wish to follow their infantile philosophy. And that will save me time and prevent immature, aimless virtual boredom without consistency. I want to sniff her face and snort her body in her entire body from her toes.
I'm really swayed by this person's arguments.
Is this author
are we
first code at the end of every sentence?
Yes.
Is there a narrative here? Is this a love poem?
Oh.
In case.
This is the internet's Canterbury Tales.
Okay, the internet manifesto, wonderful. I want to fist your fat snatch, masturbate
wow.
your cervix,
snort,
and surf or clit.
Okay, hang on. Imagine someone singing this at karaoke, like to their loved, like getting down on one knee, like you know, making a big deal out of it.
I want to fist your snatch now and masturbate your cervix.
I'm imagining this being read by Bill and Mace.
I want to fist your fat snatch, masturbate your cervix, slurp your snatch, snort and slip your clit, and your vulva.
But wait, there's more.
This reads like that song from Sonic and the Search for Love.
Oh yeah, fuck him gently.
Now I gotta do Billy Mays. It's gonna happen.
Yep.
Snort and sip her clit, and then vulva through her soaked panties on each side of her cunt, while her panties are rolled in her middle.
Like a hot dog.
I want to pull her panties up and make him slap her radish minge. Reddish minge.
What? What?
Her radish minge.
Okay.
That's up there with minty twat.
What does minge mean?
Pussy.
Okay.
Vagina.
Okay, I'm cool with this.
I guess.
Yeah. It's a British colloquialism.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Insert my 4 and then 5 fingers in your ass pipe and turn in your guns from behind and slap her ass cheeks or putting her tits with my second hand. I want to fuck her throat, make ooh sniff my testicles, big cock, and shoot my load in her nostrils.
Whoa.
But that's not all! I want to sniff your hard nipples, or worn ankle socks, or stockings, and angelic bare feet! I want to fuck you so hard! I want you with all my strength and desire! I want to sniff you all up, and I want our baby.
Ah!
I want to lap your entire face and slurp your navel.
Does anybody want to read now?
I just want to point out that is a prefix meaning primitive or original.
Okay.
Think about all the
I'm thinking about all the counts.
And I'm pretty sure this person has three hands right now, because one hand is fisting the one hand is fisting the fat snatch.
Okay.
Five fingers on the other hand, which it does not include the thumb, because a thumb is not a finger. Five fingers on the other hand are in their ass pipe.
And then he's fucking them from behind. So not only there's the fisting, but there's also the dick in there.
Also they've got another hand. They've got another hand pulling her tits. So they should have at least three hands at this point.
All right, I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm gonna do this.
All right, we gotta give Steve a big old Jewy nose.
What?
Our next contestant is Steve O'Bort. Steve, step up to the mic.
My name is John Dacre.
Oh no.
Whip.
Whip. Yep.
I wish I had heels and flatties under our bed in our bedroom. I wish
was sexy.
Husband and you wife. And my heart aches emotionally with the desire to have ooh by my side for the eternity. Please be my woman.
Yeah, monogamous relationships are so hot, man. Oh.
I am also somnophile. Isn't that a brand of record players?
No, that would be a phonograph.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, the sleeping princess syndrome and sleeping beauty syndrome.
Oh,
Lightbreed. And he will get there.
And I'd love to start touching my wife's bare legs under the sheets once she's asleep from time to time, and rubbing my hand on her minge. I can't get over that word, but
Precious, stop.
Minge.
Precious, stop licking my wife's minge.
You.
once she'd realize it. Watch her eyelashes slightly move, but she'd have to keep pretending nothing's happening and try to remain half asleep until I spread her legs and insert my penis in her vagina and watch her moan.
Watch?
Yes.
Watch
her moan and slowly open her eyes and then grab my cheeks and ask me to fuck her harder.
No, wait. Why does she have to try and remain half asleep?
Oh, God, I read ahead.
Damn it, Steve-O!
I want Ooh to be wrapped in a train soon in the morning.
Okay, read that a bit slower for people. Spell it out.
I want Ooh, meaning you, to be wrapped, R-A-A-P-E-D, in a train soon, choo-choo, in the morning, bacock.
I'd rather be hit by the Jesus creaming bus.
Gag fucked by any stranger at every station and receive the cum of those guys in your entire holes. It's a fetish. Not half, not quarter, but entire holes. It's a fetish I'd love to realize once in our lives too, which is facultative and object.
Facultative. Like
the faculty starring Jon Stewart. If, like me, a profound and extreme desire to become parent and experience affective stability as much as forming a couple for the eternity is felt, email me wifey. Please.
This really is getting off on the idea of a standard nuclear family.
Yeah. I'm looking for a woman without children for the proposal of a conjugal life, a matrimonial engagement abroad.
What color are your eyes, Steve?
Brown.
This switched from a fanfic to a Craigslist posting.
Yep.
Today,
rejected from eHarmony, the fanfiction.
At 40 years old, we already can move into an acquired new detached house in a paradise-looking island with a virgin beach in front of us without missing anything vital and having what we need for our regular expenses in our quotidian, not needing to work for the rest of our days on Earth.
That was a roller coaster of a sentence. Also,
message Fedora fan 1865.
No, he goes, I want us to live next to a virgin beach so the symbolism is super clear.
Yes, a beach that hasn't been fucked yet.
Going to a deserted insular beach or deserted insular river or to the house of relatives for dinner.
Not dinner.
for diner.
Yeah.
For insular diner.
Yep.
Does somebody want to find some spam rule 34 somewhere about a diner?
And if you have really, really good spam that comes into your email, please forward it to FridayNightFanfiction@nerdyshow.com.
We don't have an email at nerdyshow.com.
Cap, please make FridayNightFanfiction@nerdyshow.com.
Cap, get on that right now, man. We gotta get off your duffet, right, man. Right. Stop resting on your laurels.
I'm still invested in this. This guy might be a swipe left. He could also be a swipe right. I'm not sure. Going to a deserted...
I don't think this fits in a typical...
Okay, so something relatives for diner. And making love all lifelong day and night will be our life. Naturally...
Steve doesn't have that manly of a jaw. He needs something a little bit less.
I am not even going to ask. Naturally, we should entertain ourselves by textual chat, email, and then...
He does have a big face, though.
By telephone. You can't see my face. It's like 90% hair.
Yeah, well, this game doesn't allow me to have a lot of hair, so okay. You're going to have to make do with it.
Just make me a leper or something.
Okay, then.
Email and then by telephone before your departure during 2 to 4 months, the time to familiarize each other, but pretending that we should know each other after that period and that it takes time can have various significations.
Okay, your fantasy is getting really specific. Can we just have sex?
No!
For people without serious intentions, it's generally a way of killing time without the moral motivation of desiring a stable, sentimental existence. In their actual life, well, we're into phenomenology territory here. And I will not entertain that form of effective negligence and indirect responses that deliberately imply an evident lack of determination through infantile negativism. Only
the thing that's really annoying me the most is he doesn't seem to want to type the word "and" at all. Every single instance has been an ampersand.
Only respond if you're determined. Ampersand, accept my proposal. I'll respond by email only since it's less indirect, comma, ampersand only if you are determined. Roberto from Paris.
We should have read like Roberto from Futurama.
Only respond if you're determined and accept my proposal.
All right, I got to give you a really long turkey neck.
That works. That's the end of it, too. Thank you. Cap, don't send us any more spam to read.
No, that's awesome.
Please, more. We need more.
All right, David, you get to start with Spider-Man versus Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, Winter Claus.
Wintervale, Winterset.
Spider-Man versus Santa Claus. By Comics Nix. Original source, https://www.fanfiction.net/s/1087647/1/spider-man-versus-santa-claus-. The author.
Hi, people. It's almost Christmas, so I created this little story to commemorate this great event. Hope you all enjoy.
Spider-Man versus Santa Claus. It's Christmas, but people are dying because Santa Claus is sending them bombs instead of presents.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's Santa Claus.
I'm just like
one day... On the 25th of Chrismas.
David had a stroke.
Bobby May receives a package with a bomb that explodes and chop her head off her neck.
Oh no.
That's a precise bomb.
Peter Parker arrives the moment she opens the package. Boom!
Someone said the word boom.
No! Out May! Don't die!
Peter screams in vain as out in May. Head flies through the window. Godman, Santa Claus will pay. And Peter goes with Mary Jane to the airport to buy a ticket to the North Pole.
No.
They arrive and it's very good.
Yep.
Mary Jane, you forgot to bring cold temperature clothes. Screams in rage Peter at Mary Jane's.
Sorry, Peter Parker.
And Mary Jane gets utterly sad. Happily. Peter brought his Spider-Man suit so he doesn't fear the freezing cold. So he give her his clothes to Mary Jane, so she uses it above her own clothes. So she is warm now, too.
Hooray.
But his Spider-Man suit is skin tight.
It's a magic suit.
Mary Jane, we must find Santa Clausu workshop.
Whoa, no, that's not even the word. Hold on, let me have a stroke again real quick. Where's cop?
Fair.
Is it in Germany?
Do you think Vengenji?
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Do you think Vengenji is the best?
Metal Gear Rising, Vengenji.
No, that's Roy, like gangrene of the vagina.
For vagina, yeah.
Is the best solution to this problem?
And Mary Jane sips the tea as Peter drives and rented Mercedes the snowy roads of North Pole trying to find Santa Claus Wurspop.
Wurspop.
Yes, North, the ice planet just neighboring, huh?
And I read Peter drives a retarded.
That's not what it says, though.
I know. My brain read that.
No, hang on, but where'd the tea come from? This is an important plot point for later.
No, it's not.
Yes, I must revenge my Aunt May. And Peter clench his hand and form a claw of justice, a claw shaped like a spider that would destroy the evil in Christmas.
Makes sense.
After so Momnets.
No, it's evil in the Christmas.
Oh, my mistake. Oh, yeah. We'll destroy evil in the Christmas. After Momnets, Spider-Man sense. Oh, shit. Spider-Man Spider-Sense senses Santa Claus.
And it's...
Colon.
It's Steve Van Sickle's turn.
Okay, I've got to make you as... I got to make you a doughy I'll fat boy.
Him. Beware, Peter. I'll
Wow, Peter. Beware, Peter. I'll avoid you.
Beware.
Time to make your abdomen really fat, Steve.
Avoid you. And Marty Jane kisses Spider-Man.
Spitter. Marty Jane, all right then.
Spitter.
And Marty Jane kisses Spider-Man.
No, Spitter. Spitter.
Spider-Man buttocks with a lips full of vermilion lipstick smelling macaroni.
I want easy mac.
Steve, how tall are you?
Vermilion macaroni.
I'm 5'10".
5'10". Teeny tiny.
Hey.
Spider-Man then enters Santa Claus.
No, this one's easy.
Going
this
to
one's
enter
easy.
The Santa Claus
worst shop and starts to punch the elves on the face. Tell me where the fucker is. Sell me. Cries as a madman. This Spider-Man seeking justice. His aunt Moy didn't have. God damn it.
And Google thinks that didn't is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, must be your browser.
No, it's because it didn't use a comma, it used an accent.
Oh yeah, it used a grave mark.
That's the kind of dedication we expect from Comics Nicks.
I'm here, Peter Parker,
utters the red suit clad old man called Santa Claus.
Klaus.
That's pretty much Klaus that time.
You've been a bad boy, Peter, like the rest of the world, as you can see in my computer systems that show the good people from the bad people, so I can know.
Oh, this is the good people from bad people, so I can know who receives good presents and who receives coal, but now everyone is bad, so I just send bombs and kill all of them, even the children. No! How do you know my name?
How do you know my name?
Yo, I'm Santa Claus. And Spider-Man and Santa stats a fight. After a while, Spearman wins.
Look at this pie chart. Yep.
spear!
Santa Clauser! I will bring you to justice! You are going to... He electric chair! Utters Peter, handcuffing him with a pair of web-made handcuffs.
That's not gonna work. That's a terrible idea.
Eh.
Isn't it supposed to be strong as silk or something? I'm trying to justify. No! Screams madly out of his mind, Santa. The computer made me do it! Was this written in, like, 1992?
What's your favorite color, Steve?
Just wondering. Oh, the computer! Let's me see. Do Peter starts to verify the computer? Yep, it's a computer.
I'm going to check some of the whole thing.
Santa, your computer been hacked? Look! And Peter show the hack someone made on Santa Claus' computer. Peter learned Java at night school. So he didn't need to work for
J.J. Jameson.
No.
Jamerso anymore.
Jamerso.
It's Joan Jonah Jamerso anymore.
Yep. Didn't need to work for J.J. Jameson.
Oh, my God. What have I done? I killed innocent people. Yes. Santa and Spider-Man take Santa to justice. After getting out of the police station, the news arrived that Spider-Man jailed Santa Claus. Everyone in turmoil because of that. As Spider-Man swings the web of his hands between the skyscrapers, a male child screams at him,
Spider-Man, you suck!
Spider-Man sheds a tear and...
Okay, yeah. I want page three. No, I want page three.
Okay, you got page three.
The end.
Okay. Yay. All right, well, Roy, you can start us off with Metal Fixation.
Shit, I thought that would be my bit. Metal Fixation by Camisole. I swear we read a Camisole fic before. I'll check the spreadsheet later. Original source is a link. You can click on it if you want. Even you, listening at home, who has no reference for this at all.
Oh, yeah. Cowboy pants. That's what I'm talking about.
I padded slowly to my bedroom, attempting not to wake my mother and father. I closed the door, breathing a sigh of relief. If I was caught sneaking back into the house at 3 a.m., reeking of pot and booze again, my parents would murder me slowly and extremely painfully. Mm-hmm. I pulled my tight My Chemical Romance t-shirt. That's why I put this in. I pulled my tight My Chemical Romance t-shirt off and dropped it to the floor. I let out a hiss of pleasure / pain as the cotton fabric brushed against my 3-week-old nipple and navel piercings. Damn Evan for talking me into them. Come on, with
yeah, me. Damn Evan.
Yeah, Evan, that noted character. Hang on, I'll let you figure out what this is for, people who don't know. Come on, Raven, it'll be fun. I had to admit, they were a little bit fun to rebel against my parents. I clicked my tongue ring against my teeth, thinking, tongue, right ear, left nipple, navel.
After Did I ever that, tell you about the time I had to surgically remove a chick's tongue piercing while I was on watch in the military?
No.
No, tell us about it right now.
It was giving her a lot of pain, apparently, so she asked me to use pliers to take it out. So I got to use pliers on some chick to take out a tongue piercing. She ended up marrying one of my friends on watch. Then they got divorced. Apparently she was a crazy fuck.
Wow, this is such an uplifting and relevant story.
Then I found $5.
Then I found $5.
Tongue, right ear, left nipple, navel. After all that, I told the goth boy I wasn't wearing down? I wasn't wearing down for any more piercings. He said that was fine and that all the metal I had right now was fine for him. Tonight, Evan had taken me to a party where I had gotten a little tipsy and stoned off my ass. I slid the button and zipper of my tight black skinny jeans, I know where I'm at, down and pushed them off my slender hips. I went and flipped my bedroom light on, illuminating my black walls and ceiling. This goes one step further from My Immortal, where it also describes the color of all of the walls of the room. The mirror directly across from me showed my pale form, clad only in silken black boxes and the three visible piercings. The blood-red cross in my ear swayed a little as I walked across the room to study my slender form more closely. I had forsaken that damn snow hat my parents used to insist I wear for eyeliner, red streaks in my... black eyeliner, obviously. Red streaks in my hair, dark clothing, and piercings. I forsook Wendy for a gothic life. Eric, Kyle, Kenny, Token, and Butters still talked to me and hung out with me as long as I wore more colorful clothes, stopped brooding, and took off my eyeliner while they were there. My hands slid down my face to my neck, chest, and finally hit my nipples. I gasped at the pleasure shockwave that rocked through my body. My cock twitched in response. I pinched them, getting rewarded with another twitch. A million scenarios of how I could get a lot more pleasure rocking out of my piercings ran through my head. I went to grab some pliers. My blue eyes became fixated on a small spot on the wall as a fantasy about my crotch came flooding through my head.
Raven!
That was a long-winded paragraph, holy shit!
It was. That was half the page.
Yeah.
Kiss me!
Okay!
Now you need before to sing it like Sixpence.
Before my lips could connect, my sensitive nipples brought me out of it. The guy who did all my piercings said my left nipple would be a little more sensitive to the touch. I didn't imagine it would be this good. I suddenly wanted someone to lick the pale pink nubs. I settled for taking my fingers in my mouth and rubbing them slowly across the hardened nubs. A name came from my lips before I could stop it. What? Oh, I had the voices backwards. Anyway.
Evan!
I whimpered and softly moaned. I looked back to the mirror. My normally light blue eyes were darker with arousal and desire, because that's how that works. Forgetting the sense that told me that I was being watched. I slipped the dark fabric from my body, allowing it to pull at my feet. I groaned at the pleasure of being free from the impossibly hard organ. Being free? I groaned at the pleasure of freeing the impossibly hard organ.
Yeah,
that makes a lot more sense. Also, I don't think it's impossibly hard. If you used it to, like, you know, do sword combat, that would be impossibly hard. My slender fingers wrapped around it, and I began pumping slowly before going to my closet. I rummaged in the box before I found the three items I was looking for.
My tongue ring, and lube.
I lied them on my bed. I'm going to murder this author. And lied on my back. I clamped the cock ring on, not wanting to come for a while. I felt around on the bed for the lube that was flavored like apples. I found it and poured some on my hand. Slipping the first ink finger in, I arched and panted out again.
Evan, please.
Also, just found out to a new Roswell in the chat, happiest of birthdays from everybody here at Friday Night Fanfiction.
Happy birthday!
Next up is going to be Sean. This fanfic is Metal Fixation, Roswell.
Please, what, Raven? I damn near jumped out of my skin at that silky voice that haunted my dreams. My eyes flew open, and I jumped into a sitting position, covering myself and removing my finger from within myself.
In myself.
A blush adorned my cheeks as I stuttered. What the hell are you doing here, Evan? He shrugged. There's no end quotes on that. What the hell are you doing here, Evan? He shrugged, end quote. Decided to come see you just in time for the show, apparently, end quote. I dropped my head onto my knees with a dull thump.
Thump.
And gave myself a concussion.
When I came to, I was in the hospital, I'd lost $14,000 and had two kids.
He must think I'm a pervert. I brought my head up to see him standing right in front of me, handling my large black toy. Raven, have you ever used this?
Only as a catheter.
Not yet. I just got it on the way home from school.
Yes, because everyone stops at a sex shop after school, right?
No, it's a large black Hot Wheels car.
You still a virgin? Yes.
Poor Steve.
End quote.
He's kind of dumpy.
The guilt of being caught just shocked me to death that he was cool with it. Fingering myself to the thought of him still had me stuttering, trying to speak. I was going to die of embarrassment. Raven? I raised my head, not remembering having dropped it again. Evan leaned forward.
He's losing his memory. He is getting a concussion.
Evan leaned forward slowly and kissed me, causing me to gasp softly against his pale lips.
They're idiot, and it's like my model. Everyone gasps all the time.
Anyway, that's the best I could do, Steve. I tried.
He took that as an invitation to slip his tongue into my mouth, deepening the kiss.
That's not what I wanted to do at all. Steve, get your tongue out of there.
My eye slid shut, and my hand slid into his beautiful red streaked black hair, pulling him closer. Our tongues battled for dominance. I could
That's classic Yowie right there. It's always good to see.
I could still taste the bud and whiskey he had been smoking and drinking earlier that night. If my saliva wasn't the consistency of cotton, I would have been drooling everywhere.
What?
As our tongue rings clicked together, I slid my hands to his shirt.
And panicked because our tongues were now intertwined and we couldn't separate.
Pulling it up, I wanted his body, wanting him to fuck me senseless.
Concussions again.
Yeah, I know.
We broke the kiss long enough for me to pull it over his head. My nimble fingers worked the button open and the zipper down before pushing the black trip pants and cotton boxers off his hips. Evan traced the Japanese kanji for love on my left hip.
That's the thing. I couldn't get any more beard on it. I really tried, but that's the biggest beard that they have in that game. I feel gypped.
Why do I look like the lead singer to POD?
Actually, I thought you looked more like Andrew W.K., but, you know.
Well, I mean, you gave me a shit-ass fedora, so I look like the lead singer to POD.
Look at the shit-ass fedora. Look what it reads.
It's like all the ninjas from the Godfrey Ho ninja movies that have to wear a bandana that says ninja!
That's the only way I can make it look like you is just to produce a hat that says Steve-O.
I just forget his name.
I look like the shittiest fucking door-to-door Jehovah's Witness.
Nah, man, you look total thug Jehovah's Witness, bro.
Yo, dog, can I tell you about my savior?
If Jehovah's Witnesses had dreads like that, I'd actually be one to listen, if nothing else, for the entertainment.
Can we go back to reading now? This is making me really sad.
Come on, I want to hear more about the Japanese kanji for love.
I'm actually going to need to upload this somewhere.
Followed by the one for pleasure on my right one. What do you want, Raven? Love or pleasure? Both, please, Evan. Please give me both.
Please.
That wasn't the question. Which do you want, one or the other?
Put it in my butthole.
I've always loved you, Raven. I love you too, Evan. About he time. Kissed me
Evan
again.
Looked just like, Evan looked just like a pentagram between giraffes.
I've always loved you, pentagram. Raven / Evan / Lion-O / Dexter / Danny Phantom. Just insert anything from any fic we've ever read.
No, sorry. A pentagram. Get it?
He kissed me again before moving me back to my lying down position. You're so beautiful, Raven. He muttered lovingly in my ear before kissing down my
lovingly,
jaw.
So it would be more like, you look so beautiful, Raven.
No, denied.
I proceeded to pant his name as he found my left nipple. He licked it, flicked it with his tongue, and blew air over it before taking it between his perfect teeth. His tongue ring played with my nipple ring as my nails dug into my black sheets.
Those got interlocked as well.
Evan, I trailed off. Tell me what you want, Raven.
What you really, really want.
Well, I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want.
I want to get our piercings untangled.
I want this show to be over!
No.
We have an hour to go.
Yeah. Those endless green eyes looked into my blue ones.
Hungry eyes.
I was seeing things in his eyes. I was pretty sure I was hallucinating at this point. I banged my head against the headboard even harder.
Concussion number two. Fuck me, please. I need to feel you inside me, Evan.
How do you know that? You're a virgin.
He grabbed my lube and slid some over three of his pale fingers. I honestly thought he would have really laughed at me, the 18-year-old virgin who fantasized about him. My fantasies were coming true. Did you do what I told you to do with the walls?
What? What? Did you paint the walls the right color? Oh, also, 18-year-old virgin. I was a virgin till I was like 23 years old. Like, that's not tragic, fucking bad.
I beat you, Steve.
There's no beating here. It doesn't matter when you lose your virginity. No, if you ever
There's plenty of beating, Steve.
No, it was just all alone. I'm legitimately upset at this misconception that there is like a shameful deadline as to when you need to lose your virginity. That
you need to have lost your virginity by 1700 hours.
In the coma
sense. Your sex curfew is 1700 hours.
Right. Is there anybody here that hasn't read yet? Or are we going to circle back around?
Circle jerk back around.
Okay, all right, so Sammy Sam?
Yep.
Let's find out what he did with those walls.
There's a trailer.
I could soundproof my room, so I couldn't hear my music. They let me do it. He wrinkled his perfect nose at me, asking my parents to do something.
Also, what is this fanfic of? I've never heard of whomever this person is.
Well, they mentioned they mentioned Butters earlier, so
yeah, I feel it's South Park.
I mentioned Eric, Kyle, Kenny, and Butters. This is okay. So you understand that this is a South Park fanfiction. This is one of the goth kids that for some reason people really like shipping Stan with.
Okay, 700 sex curfew.
Yeah, just try reading. We'll see how it sounds.
Sorry, Miamor. I couldn't tear up my wall without permission.
My Corazon, it's all right. I know you are.
He slid one finger into my entrance, followed immediately by the second one.
That would be possible.
I cried out as he slid the third one in, hitting my prostate.
You're really going to tear at something.
My breath came in ragged pants as he scissored his fingers and curled them again, pressing that bundle of nerves again, causing me to cry.
Bundle of nerves is a good yaoi trope as well.
just fuck me now! Por favor! Mi amor!
Oh my god.
Oh god!
Through the door! Till it's no more! I abhor!
Such a bore.
This is a bore, yes. Just like Niels Bohr, the most aptly named of Danish physicists.
It's true.
Patience, Stan. I want to make sure you're prepared enough.
Why is he fucking Satan?
Because reasons.
Dr. Claw.
That's not what Satan sounds like. Satan sounds like more like this.
Whatever.
Satan is actually a pretty nice guy. He sounds like Al Pacino.
My real name was Lucius.
His real name is Al Pacino.
But didn't sound right.
Luscious.
Not Lucius.
Lucius
is like Satan name, like satanic.
That's Lucifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucius is the name of Batman's black helper.
Wow.
Fuck you guys, look it up.
Bummer. It's Lucius.
Yeah, we're not arguing, but God.
Just the way it sounded, it just came out wrong.
I'm going to legally change my name to Raven. He removed the cock ring and spoke.
Because I'm a total dipshit, that's why.
Say it. He smirked, and I pulled him up for a kiss.
Raven,
he said, just to see goosebumps rise from my flesh and my cock lips.
Now.
Mad cat.
His tongue swirled around my ear as he pulled his fingers out. I groaned at the loss.
Don't make that noise at me. You'll be filled again soon, Raven.
That name caused me once again to shiver in pleasure. He slid some of my lube over his hard cock and positioned it at my entrance. My knees hooked around his slender elbows as he pushed my knees to his shoulders.
Hungry eyes.
Damn, I ain't knowing with that flankable. He slid into me as slowly as he could, pausing when I either ground my teeth or hissed out of breath.
So, with glacial speed, like the glacier from Speed 3.
The glationing?
The Glacier of Doom.
No, that's the Temple of Doom.
Whatever. Yeah.
That was starring Art Garfunkel, which is the funnest of all names.
My love. I nodded through my blurry vision.
It's really hard for you to be gentle with that demon voice.
Trying to blink the jeers away, I somehow managed to get my legs out of his arms. They were in his arms. Wrapped them around his waist and pushed him deeper into me. Once he was fully sheathed within me, he waited for me to pant out, "More, please, Evan." He started out slowly and shallowly.
Not more.
Not more. Not more.
Oh, move, please, Evan. He started out and slowly and shallowly.
Harder, please, Evan. I need it.
He hit.
God, you're such a whiner.
Changing the angle and hitting my prostate in the process.
Okay, you know, I think the rest of it needs to be read as John Madden.
I don't have a John Madden.
All right, fine. I'll make the next reader John Madden it. Who's probably all me. Right. I can do that.
Yay, it's not me.
God, baby, hit it again.
He smirked and pounded that spot relentlessly, causing me to repeatedly cry out. My hands found their way to his back, nails digging in, slicing down his slim
block. No. Why that verb of all others?
It's like, oh, that feels so super good.
His very sharp fingernails.
God, yes, give it to me.
And I'll beat the brace off your
his
ass.
Blood, no, I sliced down his slim form. His blood started coating my fingers and got all over my chest, and then it's stained my, you know, my piercings, and suddenly I was infected.
Shut up, guys. I'm trying to listen to my MCR records.
Washed away all your tears. And you screamed, I fight away all your fears.
I did again, causing him to hiss and pound me harder. I pulled him closer, clinging to his back as he fucked me into my bed.
Hi-o, Silver! Away!
Touch me, Evan, I pleaded. He reached down between us and grabbed my erection, pumping in time with his thrust.
Evan, I'm coming!
Oh, thank you, guys, for Quest of the Delta Knights.
At the same time my cum started coming out, Evan started exploding within me.
As I came, how? With my cum,
oh,
which
no,
was
it's
coming
what a set
out.
Of classes bombs. It's what a set of classes bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no.
The colors of the rainbow fell before my vision before it went white. That's what happens when you get concussions. I felt my lover collapse on top of me. As my vision returned to normal, I began kissing him, asking,
please stay with me tonight.
Always and forever, Raven.
Yes, Evan?
May I put my mark on your lower back?
Yeah!
He pulled an inking needle out of the bag he had brought and told me to roll over. Once my newest tattoo was done, I looked in the mirror at my back. There's a royal blue teardrop over a silver knife that says, us are.
Raven, can I pierce your lip now?
You know, I'm a big fan of George Clooney, and even I wouldn't get a tattoo of ER.
Old sitcom that everybody's parents loved.
You really do have a metal fixation. Go ahead. He pulled an earring.
Metal fixation. He said the title.
All right, well, that is a universal drink.
His name is Dinkles.
He pulled an earring from his pants on the floor, heated it, and popped it through my lip. I felt the dumb... The
dumb.
I felt the dumb.
Feeding into your brain as I tried to read this fanfiction, yes.
I felt the
brain today. I has the dumb.
I felt the dull throb shortly after he clicked the back into place. You look amazing, Raven! I leaned up and kissed him before saying, finish the job! You can't leave me with a half-done job! Look at this formation over here! He smirked, fished out another earring, heated it, and boom! Repeated the process! Alright, I gotta stop that now. I tongued my new piercings, feeling my cock twitch from the dull throb. I threw
mascotistic.
Yes. I threw my arms around Evan's neck, pulling him down for another makeout session as I got harder.
I'm pretty sure that's just not safe. Like, straight
wasn't he already impossibly hard?
I was so impossibly hard at the time.
But then his vision turned white.
He pulled away, kissing.
No, that's because he came in his hand, in his eyes.
Guys, no, we're getting into rom-com territory here. He pulled away, kissing down my body until he got to his prize. Nobody kisses down anybody's entire body unless you're starring in a movie with Richard Gere or Hugh Grant.
I've done it. It's a pretty good panty dropper, especially when you grab her panties by your teeth.
And drop them manually?
Yeah, man.
Language.
You know, he started kissing his way down my body, and then around my stomach area, he said, God, this is taking forever, and just straight to it.
He got right down about my belly button and said, this is a weird-looking mole. You should get that checked out.
No, he got to my belly button and said, "All right, I'll camp out here for the night and make the rest of the trek in the morning."
Day 17, made base camp by belly button. Do not know if I can reach peak. Supplies low. Languid slow strokes with his tongue were driving me crazy. Up one side.
Does that make you crazy?
Torture the tip, down the other side, repeat. So it's like a snowboard. So fuck, baby, stop torturing me. He just made it to the tip, but instead of torturing it, he engulfed my entire length in one.
He cut it off in one swoop. I'm in one.
My head dropped back onto the pillow and my eyes fell shut.
Somehow I got a concussion from that.
Somehow my eyes fell out and they shut themselves. Oh, God.
I began to feel sleepy from the concussion.
Oh, God, Evan, I'm breaking. I feel it. I am naked. I'm kneeling. I'm shaking. I'm reeling. My God.
Is this the chorus to the next Nirvana hit?
My God.
Well, I'm breaking. I feel it. I'm naked. I'm kneeling. I'm shaking. I'm reeling.
Platinum seller.
That could be the verse and you just don't know.
My God, I keep bleeding. I grabbed my cell phone, answering it. Hello?
Wait, when did it start ringing?
Hey, Stan, what are you doing? Kyle, it's 4:20 a.m.
Blaze it.
4:20, blaze it, YOLO swag, holla! Hashtag. What do you think I'm doing? I lit up my pre-rolled blunt and said, Happy 4:20. Talking to my friend and my lover, handing the blunt to Evan, who had pulled his delicious mouth off my cock.
No, it'll be the other way around. Your cock is delicious, and in mine.
I imagine you were sleeping or getting ready to smoke some. I'm smoking some. Hey, are you coming over today? Yeah. I just got to get out of the house. I have a surprise for you. I looked down at my lover. I got a surprise for you, too.
Surprise.
I'll be over there in about 30 minutes. Okay, I'll be ready then. Come in through the window, okay? Because, you know, it's like 4:20 in the morning. Okay, we ended the call. All right, babe, we got till 4:50. He looked up at me, hit the blunt again, grabbed my legs, and slammed deep within me. Dave, do the honors.
Walked up to the gym.
I think he died.
Wow.
He's like, I get to do Space Jam in a show? And then he rockets through the ceiling.
Where are we at?
You're not done. No! I called on you for something else. Go back to making me terrible in your wrestling game.
Oh, I don't... Where are we at?
You're not reading yet. God, yes. Fuck me hard, Evan.
Up to the jamming.
He reamed my ass until 4:40 when we both came hard. I was timing it. Shakily, we both got dressed. By 4:48, we were dressed and attempting to calm our breathing before Kyle got home. Does anybody want to finish reading?
Got
I didn't
home?
Realize I had that much left. I'll just finish it up. Fuck it. Come on, Stan. I heard Kyle's voice outside my room. I lowered the rope I used for special occasions. As he entered my room, I had my eyes closed from pulling him up on the rope. As he stepped in, I opened them. Green Day t-shirt, black red trip with an extra P, pants, hawk, earring.
Yeah, it's a band.
Tongue, nose, lip, brand. Navel pierced, hair dyed black, and eyeliner. What do you think? I looked to Evan, who was smiling. Did you have anything to do with this, my love? Kyle looked at us. You got your raven, huh, Evan? Yes, Blade, I got our raven. I looked from my lover to my friend. What the hell are you two talking about? Kyle spoke. Baby, are you scared that Evan and I are in love with you? No, actually, I'm kind of turned on by it. Blade stepped forward and kissed me. My beautiful raven. It took Evan and I a week to plot turning me goth. I didn't know he was going to get with you tonight, though. Let's all three shed our clothes and get into a naughty mess, Evan said in my ear. Okay, so he said in his ear, let's all three shed our clothes and get into a naughty mess! I got fucked! Fucked Blade! Sucked Evan! Got sucked by Blade! And tied Blade to the bed before we fell asleep saying, I love you. Thank you for condensing 17 pages of the story into like a paragraph. Thank goodness that's done!
Port of writing. Gonna masturbate now. Bye.
Alright, Slippery When Wet is up next, and I forgot who's up next because up next. I think David's up next. Up next?
Oh.
Next.
Boy. Let me just go ahead and finish my drink.
No title.
Okay, how was the rest of my drink? Slippery when wet by Anani Mouse. Optimus hummed to himself rather tunelessly as he squirted out another glob of cleansing solvent onto his rag. He enjoyed this time of day, when the bustle of his troops would not commence for a few more hours, and he had a few precious moments of peace. He reached up and adjusted the shower head to spray directly on his chassis. The public shower room was much less comfortable than his personal grooming area, but for the moment, there was nothing that could be done. His own shower unit was merely one item in a pile of work orders for maintenance. Optimus confessed to himself that it wasn't just that these showers were smaller and the shower head had to be adjusted for each mech. It was a lack of privacy that bothered him. The stalls were open in the back and had only small partitions on the sides that concealed very little, since anyone could just figure out that he doesn't fucking wear any pants any other time, so why does it fucking matter? Could just look over at the top. I don't know how they do it, he murmured. Thinking of those in the lower ranks that had to endure such conditions, he knew that they had become used to it quickly and probably didn't even think about it anymore, but he found himself was a very private person and was self-conscious when naked around others. Prime groaned a bit as the warm liquid helped loosen the tension in his knotted muscle cables. He rubbed the cleansing rag over his solid chest and sighed. Usually, he just took a brisk, tepid shower once every week or two when Earth's particulate built up in his systems. But every now and then, a leisurely warm shower was very nice. Alita was right. He should indulge himself more often, relishing the sensations. He slipped the rag a bit lower, running it over his grill work in even, circular strokes. A flutter ran down his belly and he shivered deliciously, enjoying the sensations his body was giving him. He jumped suddenly as he heard someone enter, whistling softly. Damn! He cursed softly. Leave it to one of his soldiers to ruin the moment. He hung his head as his conscience pricked at him. He knew it was wrong of him to feel this way. After all, it was their shower area, and he was the intruder.
Bedroom intruder?
Who would be up this early? He wondered, turning slightly to see. A stocky young mech wandered into his field of vision, and Optimus had to clamp his vocalizer shut to seal in the gasp that rose to his lips. He was gorgeous. The newcomer was tall and solidly built with a red and yellow paint job. He bore a vague resemblance to Hot Rod, which made Optimus wonder if they were somewhere.
Is that Speed McQueen from Cars?
No, and his name was Lightning McQueen.
Whatever.
Plots.
Lightning
McQueen was just
guy.
A car. This is a mech, so eat it. The mech's helmet was sculpted to fit snugly around his head, and his optics were a piercing
bleh.
But that wasn't the half of it. Prize gaze was drawn down to the young mech's strong shoulders over the thickly plated chest and to the power bulging thighs, and then up to a rather large card piece that lay between them. Optimus moaned softly and without really thinking about it, moved his soapy rag down to his very warm interface, which twitched and jumped at the conduct. No! He berated himself as he felt his organ begin to rise. This is wrong of me. The poor mech just got here and already I'm sizing him up. He's one of my troops. I shouldn't be feeling this way. He recognized the mech as one of the handful of soldiers that had been recently transferred off a lonely outpost to Autobot City for extra training. Although he had never had the chance to formally introduce himself and speak to the newcomers, this one in particular had caught his gaze before. He always seemed to stand out, even in a crowd. Okay, I'm done. Steve, your turn.
I already won!
No, me.
Yeah, I was talking to the other Steve. Eat it, Steve.
Primus, no! He whispered as his cock stubbornly hardened underneath the rag. Although Alita had helped him
accept his long-repressed bisexuality and even supported him after various male sexual encounters, he couldn't help feeling chagrin every time his body reacted to an alluring mech.
Can you say alluring one more time?
Alluring.
Oh.
Alluring.
Urinating.
No!
Urinating. Optimus cringed as the male glanced his way curiously, and he feigned washing his interface.
Hum, hum, hum.
That's a euphemism.
Just washing the interface, get it?
Rubbing the cleansing rag gently over the inflamed surface. He bit back an agonized moan as the sensations threatened to overwhelm him. The mech began softly whistling as he looked away and began slowly removing his armor plating.
Slowly.
He smiled to himself as he continued to watch the illustrious leader out of the corner of his optic. He had been looking forward to meeting the Autobot leader, and though he hadn't pictured their first meeting in the shower area, he was not about to complain. He had seen many pictures of Optimus Prime and found the well-built male to be very sexy.
Now, something I actually really, really detest in fiction is when the perspective changes just with no...
Oh, dude, I hate that. Oh, my God. I thought I was the only one. It's like, oh, we looked at him, and then it's like I looked at him, and then it's like, fucking, who gives a shit? You don't matter. You're a fucking reader, you stupid piece of shit.
Well, yeah, that's fanfic 101. Sadly, that's the male Alita told me about. Prime,
not sad. Not sadly. Not sadly. Not sadly.
Oh, say, whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freudian slips. Fanfic. Say, that's the male that Alita told me about. Prime realized, forgetting his embarrassing arousal for the moment. He knew that this mech had instantly become very popular among the femmes, yet had ultimately disappointed them. For the moment his mate had laid eyes on the new arrival, Alita had gushed about how gorgeous he was, and
he's so handsome. Have you seen him?
And he
My
had
God. And the he carburetor had on that one.
And he had concocted several official meetings in order to get to know him better. Optimus wasn't offended. They both knew that it was impossible to not look at the other sex, and their relationship wouldn't have survived so long if they got jealous each time the other...
Quick, the base exploded! Get out!
It's Marilyn sending a flash flood warning.
Warning! Okay. Warning!
The base is in danger! Get out!
They usually do that for Amber Alert. So
we have a dangerous thunderstorm warning right now.
Yeah, we're having a flash flood warning.
I saw lightnings.
So if we go out, bury me with my money.
If we go out, sorry.
Here lies Steve-O, buried with his 100 girlfriends at like $1 bajillion.
Yay.
Please don't dig up the grave.
I believe it.
Still, he couldn't help bursting out laughing when Alita complained to him that the mech didn't even look at her body twice, and that the other femmes had tried their damnedest to grab the new mech's attention and had gotten absolutely nowhere. Since they were used to getting whatever sex-starved mech they wanted, they took this as a personal affront.
How dare you not have sex with us hot fembots? I can't believe it! Feminist activist now!
Activision? Bobby Kotick, feminism. A real-time strategy game churned out annually.
You know what? That's the episode title. Feminist Activision now.
Everyone, chastise Valerie for reading ahead.
Val.
I didn't say anything, damn it.
I'm not reading it.
Oh,
and I know. I'm the one who added this.
Well, what's this? The young mech asked himself as his optics ran over the shiny, wet form of the large Autobot before him. He noticed that the large mech's hands seemed to be preoccupied with his interface.
Ever been with a diesel before?
You love the taste, I guarantee it. At first, it just looked like he was giving it a wash, but his hands lingered over the surface, and his stance looked rather tense. The newcomer looked closer. Yep, he was positive he could make out a tent concealed under that cloth.
Male boner.
Male boner as opposed to female boner?
Yeah, Aisha Tyler gets girl boners all the time.
Roboners.
Robo-owners.
Yes, Roboner.
He couldn't bite back the grin that rose to his lips. He hadn't imagined that the illustrious Autobot leader's taste ran that way, but he certainly wasn't about to complain.
Yeah, we had a dangerous thunderstorm warning today.
It was shaping up to be a very nice day indeed.
Hail, hail, Robonia, a country I didn't make up.
He giggled a bit behind his hand. Teehee, teehee.
Hey, hey.
Oh, how rude of him. He'd been standing there for several minutes and he neglected to introduce himself.
How dare he?
Run program, self-deprecation, run program, introduction.
Hello there.
End program, introduction.
Biting back a smile as the red, white, and blue mech jumped guiltily. Prime suppressed the urge to cower in shame and replied, Hello!
Wow, I just realized that Optus Prime is just America Bot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
America. I mean, I don't really watch Transformers that much, but oh god.
It's okay. Here's all you need to know. Fucking.
Fuck.
Shut up.
Okay, done.
Then good winced job, at the everybody. Nervousness his vocalizer betrayed. I'm Optimus Prime! I'm sorry, I didn't have the opportunity to introduce myself sooner.
You're only allowed to talk about Optimus in a majestic way.
Optimus
fucking have some respect
Prime.
For Peter Cullen.
I'm Optimus Prime!
Alright, that's acceptable.
I'm Optimus Prime! I'm sorry I didn't have the opportunity to introduce myself sooner!
Why is he the Sarge from Republican Space Rangers?
Because... Shut up. Flammer.
Oh, God.
Isn't that Flammer?
Wait, what? Is that no, really his no. name?
No, that's Flammer.
Yeah,
with one
it's Flammer. And this is why I'm like, I read ahead, because I was scrolling down, and that's the first word that I saw.
Come on, you man. See it a lot. You didn't even try to thinly veil your gay. You can't just call him Flammer. You need to call him, like... Longrod Von Hugendong or so. Come on, man. Have some creativity. Don't call him Flamer, you stupid.
Gareth Gobblecock.
Gareth Gobblecock. Perfect.
Gobble, gobble.
I'm Feminist Gareth Activision, Gobblecock. No.
In fact, yeah, hang on. Let me just do a quick find a place on Flamer.
Oh, yeah. Your name's Flamer, huh? I bet you really like hot rods.
Is he actually going to do a find replace?
Yep, just did it.
Okay.
Can you undo that, please?
No, leave it in.
Nope.
Game, Gareth Gobblecock.
Once the pick is over, I will. For posterity, I'll undo it.
Gobblecock.
Not yet.
I like the slight French twist.
Yeah. That makes it legit. I'm Gareth Gobblecock, the young mech replied. Don't worry about it. I know how busy you are. Sorry to intrude on your privacy, though. Not... He grinned to himself. Before Optimus could react, Gareth Gobblecock stepped into his stall, hand outstretched. Prime clasped it in his own in a modified version of a human handshake. He flinched as his tingling cord began to stiffen even more, cursing his body and praying that the soldier wouldn't notice.
You ever seen a robot fuck?
No, and I don't want to!
Well, you're out of luck then. We have four pages to go.
Is he done?
I guarantee you, three out of four are going to be fucking.
Is he done?
He's done. He's done.
He's done.
Now, I think.
Okay. Who is next? Is that
I think
Roy?
It was me.
Okay.
The best part is, Flamer is one word, but Gareth Gobblecock is two, so we get his full name every single time now.
God damn it.
And guess who gets to read?
Oh, Gareth Gobblecock. I'd like to gobble your cock.
Gareth Gobblecock had most definitely noticed and was openly ogling his leader's endowment. Nice, he smirked.
Prime him.
Are you always half stiff, or are you just happy to see me? Seeing the absolute horror in Prime's optics, he continued. I, for one, am most definitely happy to see you.
Just do anything for you, big boy?
Those words managed to reach through the fog surrounding Optimus' CPU. All right. In a daze, his optics roved down Gareth Gobblecock's sculpted belly to a cock that was rising to attention. The orange mech grinned. It's only proper to salute my commanding officer. Now, is there any way to kiss you, or do I have to improvise?
Improvise!
Wow, he's not like...
No, hold the salute, and down. I said down. Down! You're breaking protocol.
In a daze, Optimus reached up and unfastened his mask, slowly bringing it away from his face. If you're in the shower, why would you have that on in the first place? Gareth Gubblecock grinned at the yummy vision that revealed yummy. I think that might be the first instance of yummy. If I were you, I'd never cover up that handsome mug. Before Optimus could think of a reply, the young mech pulled him into a searing kiss. Prime moans. Prime moaned slightly as his lips made contact. Ooh, he had trouble confessing it, but he loved kissing men. Their lips were firmer and yet less yielding than that of a femme. Plus, males tended to be more aggressive. His kiss grew rougher, challenging Gareth Gubblecock to keep up as he wrapping his arms around his new lover. Anyone? Anyone want to go give it a try? No?
No, 3, 2, not doing it.
Gareth Gubblecock pressed against him suggestively, always up for a sexual challenge. Hi, I'm pressing my cock against your cock. Suggestively. Prime groaned in disappointment as the luscious mech's lips left his own.
Groan.
But the feeling soon faded as they trailed down his neck. Gareth Gubblecock's oral probe slipped out and teased its way down his leader's firm chest. Optimus gasped as his erection extended to its fullest length, 17 feet, beckoning his new lover onward.
Oh. It's all, big boy. Yes. Light our way in our darkest hour. Go, gross.
Never again.
Never again. Yes.
He moaned softly. Gareth Gubblecock took his cue and slid his hands down the red Autobot's flat grill past his waist. Is the grill not the face in this case?
No, it's like the chest, the torso, just basically the abs.
That would be where past his waist, then teasingly down along his thighs. He couldn't hide his pleased grin when Optimus shifted his hips, encouraging contact with his swollen cock. If it's swollen, you should really see a doctor about that. Getting a bit impatient, aren't we?
You mean a mechanic?
Dr. Mechanic, they're basically the same word.
Hello, my name is Dr. Mechanic.
There's a Dr. Mech Ninja.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mechanic, the mechanic doctor who's a doctor for mechanics.
Also a mechanical doctor.
Getting a bit impatient, aren't we? He chuckled softly, trying to ignore his own erection. But his erection kept on punching him in the face, making it hard. So, said his erection yelled out to him, Stop ignoring me! You never take me out anymore!
I don't want to take you out. Stop it, boner.
So, he said matter-of-factly, what would you like? Prime was momentarily stunned. He had a choice.
That big old Provo butt.
He studied the delicious orange mech crouched by his feet, solvent spray making his armor glisten enticingly. He licked his lips, pondering. Where to begin? Kif, take this down. The proximity of his mouth to his cock was definitely giving me ideas.
I'll do it. He gasped,
praying his new partner wouldn't let him down. As you command, sir, Gareth Gubblecock chuckled. Gareth Gubblecock cockled. Never one to rush things, he started off slowly, licking the glistening tip of his leader's sizable erection. He smiled around his trophy as Prime's whispers rose in pitch.
Oh, yeah! Dear Hot Rod Magazine, I never thought this could happen to me.
I've already written the letter to Hot Rod Forum. It's going to be really sad if I'm lying about this. He slowly slid the throbbing pole into his mouth, shuddering himself as the taste of pre-cum filled his oral cavity. He couldn't believe this was happening. He, Gareth Gubblecock, was giving a blowjob to the most revered Autobot in history, and the one he had fantasized about for
a while. I don't know, Sentinel Prime was a little bit better.
Is he the most revered, are you sure? The realization of his fantasies caused his restraint to snap, and he began deep-throating that magnificent organ like there was no tomorrow. Suddenly, his music started playing. It turned out it was of an actual organ. His hand seized his own cock and began expertly stroking his fist down its quivering length. Dash, 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 dash. Okay, fill the rest of me.
Sean, you're the last one to read, right?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm sorry to make you do this, but can you read?
Out loud, or Optimus leaned back and braced himself against the wall.
Gareth Gubblecock moaning
in abandon as the skilled male performed one of the best blowjobs he'd ever had.
Oh yeah, take all the shaft.
Alita was certainly talented in that department, but somehow not even she could satisfy like a male who knew exactly what...
New Roswell in the chat. If this becomes BDSM, will that make one of them a robot master?
Okay, I'm actually copying that. That is the episode title right there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Random chat people do not get to decide about feminist Activision now.
Hang on. Musical interlude. Gareth Gobblecock. Sucking Optimus. Suck it up. Suck it down.
Get on that cock!
Thank you. You saved me.
I did. I got you, man. Fucking now that I've saved you, though, fucking episode title is mine.
No.
I never get to pick. I never get to pick, Steve.
That's fine. I've inadvertently done like the
then
last
two. Then you need to type it in the chat because I don't remember it.
Oh, man. Somebody type it in the chat, please.
David!
I'm fucking racing cars!
That's your own fault!
What was it?
Something like
Feminism Now or something?
Feminist Activision Now.
But somehow not even she could satisfy like a male who knew exactly what spots to hit and how it would feel.
What fucking spots are there? There's the boober and that's it.
His legendary
Stories always do that. They always act like, oh man, men know how to give blowjobs way better.
His legendary control was cracking as he pissed into his hips.
Plow right on through. Thanks, man.
Can that be the title?
Against the mouth that sucked him so eagerly.
Oh, he must be part vacuum.
Yes, don't
now that's
stop.
Cheating. That's cheating if he's part vacuum.
He begged, praying that the incredible sensations would go on forever. His cries
suddenly they stopped.
His cries took on an urgent note as he felt spasms beginning to seize him. Oh, God, I'm coming. He tried to warn his partner in case he didn't want to receive a mouthful of cum. However, Gareth Gobblecock just grinned and sheathed his cock inside his mouth, tickling the underside with his oral probe. That was the last bit of stimulation he needed to send him over the edge. An Optimus let go with an abandoned cry that echoed off the shower walls. Writhing in ecstasy.
Oh, I was imagining like a chewy noise.
Writhing in ecstasy as his cock squirted down his delectable partner's eager throat, which swallowed every drop.
So this is what's annoying me about this. The author really tries to like lean into the whole mechanical aspect, like, oh, his grill and his interface, but then just every now and then bans it at cock, pre-cum.
Yeah, it's nice to not have any gag reflex.
I wouldn't know either.
Me neither.
At last, the delicious tremors died away, and he shivered slightly as his cock deflated. Gareth Gobblecock gave it a thorough cleaning, then released it reluctantly. He stood, relishing the patter of solvent on his heated and unsatisfied body. So, was it good for you? He quipped. Optimus pulled him into a heated kiss, tasting his cum on the boy's mouth.
Now don't say boy. Don't say boy.
Boy.
Jerry Sandusky all over.
Feminist Activision Now.
A boy.
You know it was, he growled as he released his new toy. Prime studied the young mech, just now realizing how painfully hard he was. My, what a delicious sight. Can't let that marvelous erection go to waste now, can we?
It's not like he's going to lose it forever. And you know, it's
Indiana Jones in the Lost Erection.
Yeah, it's not like
the erection's there, and then he doesn't pick it up, and then after a few seconds, it starts blinking, and then it disappears, and oh, I missed the drop.
He purred, relishing the sexual encounter very much.
Not us.
This author says relishing too much. It's good. Yeah. It doesn't have impact.
Maybe
anymore.
He has a thing for condiments.
Say like horseradishing.
Was that a fistball? I heard.
He purred horseradishing the sexual encounter.
Fucking spicy.
He didn't know what it was about this mech that enticed him, but it had to be something special.
It was Dijon.
For his satisfied cock was already twitching back to life, ready for more fun.
As Evanescence starts playing on his built-in radio.
You cried, I wiped away all the tears. And you screamed, and I fought away all your fears.
So, he whispers seductively in the mech's ear, what would you like to do now?
I'll put it on my butt, Optimus. I really want it.
Gareth Gobblecock's grin stretched to each audial.
This sucks, because this is what we needed Flame On guys for. This would have been perfect.
I thought you'd never ask. He smirked. I've been admiring that tight rear of yours ever since I walked in. What do you say to a little backdoor action?
No!
I say,
vroom vroom!
He waited breathlessly for a reply. The response was immediate and affirmative as Prime's interface sprang back to life. Oh, Prime, that sounds incredible. Optimus whispered almost reverently. He loved taking a...
It sprang back to life like a mouth up.
He loved taking a well-formed cock off his recharge port.
Wow!
There was nothing like it that a female could offer him.
No, there is not. Like it.
And what's his problem with comparing everything to... Is the author, having a problem with women?
Women just don't know how to please a man like a man does.
His wonderful mate had introduced him to the concept with a strap-on dildo. Nothing could compare to the searing warmth of an aroused interface pounding into his willing ass.
That a female can offer him. That's exactly what a female can offer him. A strap-on. That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
But it's not searing warmth of an aroused interface pounding into his willing ass.
You can fill up with hot water.
Yeah, so, get a bad dragon wand. Just heat it up.
Yeah,
man. Fucking baddragon.com. Go to amazon.com/nerdyshow/baddragon. Get yourself a dragon dildo. You can put in some boiling water.
That's not an actual link, I'm pretty sure, go to Amazon through our Nerdy Show link.
Thank you!
Stay tuned for our new sex themed advice, podcast.
I'm down with that. Steve, you and me, man.
Sure. Boom.
Let's use things on ourselves in private places and then talk about them to the world.
Okay.
Is not you, reading? Steve. I want Van Sickle.
God damn it! Woo! Sean, get back to reading about the recharge part.
Boom! I win.
I still want to watch.
No. Dudes only.
Okay, dude. Keep going. Pounding into his willing ass. Go on.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly, he turned around and bent over.
Here it comes, baby.
Planting both hands against the shower wall for support.
But he spread his legs. It was so wet that his hands just slid down immediately.
And you cried, and I wiped away all the tears.
He spread his legs, providing a strong stance, and also giving Gareth Gobblecock access to his recharge port. Gareth Gobblecock quivered in excitement as he was faced with the...
Hang on, I should change his name now to Peter Pound My Ass. I won't. Don't worry, Steve-O.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
I don't want a bad dragon with him.
As he was faced with the most beautiful sight in the world, how many times had he dreamed of slipping into that tight opening? Only to wake up and find it was only a dream.
And grab a brush and put a little makeup.
Seven times, exactly.
Now he was faced with reality, and it was all he could do to keep from creaming himself and missing out on it.
Right in the jeans.
He balled up his fists, forced his cock to behave.
Forcing
his cock to behave.
Behave, Nabbit!
Bill Nye, the science guy.
He wanted to make sure that Optimus was ready to... What? He wanted to make sure that Optimus was ready to accommodate his ample dimensions.
Okay, now, is that everyone in the rotation again?
That is everyone in the rotation again.
Steve-O!
Do we have anything else? Oh, we do have Forbidden Nature. Never mind. I was going to say that maybe Val could read if this is the last one, but never mind.
Val can read this one anyway.
Great, Val, you can read.
Prime moaned erotically as the sexy mech began to lovingly caress his aft plating.
Slipping
a finger erotically into the somewhat erotically small hole. He gasped erotically. Okay, I'm done. Hips pumping off their own accord. Oh, Primus, you wanted this so badly.
I left my hips on auto. Shit, hang on. Where's the fucking? That's high speed. That's high speed. No. There we go.
Yeah, it's like those cars that you see like.
Oh yeah, yeah, the hydraulics.
Yes. He wanted this so badly. Yes, he knew now that he could never give this up. Please, Garrett Gobblecock, hurry! I can't stand the suspense. He begged. He had already had one draining climax, and already his body was clamoring for another. Wait, is getting it off the recharge port, like, is it actually going to recharge him?
I want to know what the technical specifications of his recharge port are. Is it USB 3, lightning, firewire? Come on, give me some details, author!
Garrett Gobblecock could no longer hold back as he positioned himself behind his leader's rear. Literally, his hand smoothed Precom over the head of his phallus, making sure it was well lubricated for his entry. He shuddered in anticipation as the tip rubbed against the opening, then, unable to bear the weight, plunged into the hilt. Ow. Upton scried at the burning entry, half from lust and half from pain.
And also, his ass was suddenly burning now. Wait a second, you didn't get yourself tested.
Robo-gonorrhea, the silent killer.
That's a sparkly killer.
The recharge port was designed to accommodate a small plug that provided energy, not a large and pistoning interface, but everyone knew that it could serve that purpose as well. Everyone. Prime gasped as the pain gave way for searing lust, because he was burning. Get it?
He has herpes.
Because he's a flamer. I mean, Gareth Gobblecock.
Yes. Garrett Flaming Gobblecock. Gabbit? Yes, Gabbit. Gabbit! Garrett Gobblecock pounded eagerly into his rear, and Optimus felt every thrust of that mighty cock penetrating him. He threw back his head and cried out again. He had never thought that penetration, or having a cock buried within him, could feel so damn good. The pain subsided as his recharge port expanded slightly to allow for the large organ buried within. And then he had to go to the body shop to get it fixed. His control snapped and he pushed back with all his might, howling without restraint. Yes! Oh, God, fuck me, please! I need it! He begged, heedlessly of anything but the incredible sensation swamping his body.
I'm so glad we don't have neighbors anymore.
That must be really nice for you.
I know.
No comment!
Oh, Primus, you're so tight! Garrett Gobblecock panted as he thrust harder into the Autobot leader. He had never had such a fine piece of ass in his entire life, and he only regretted that he couldn't make this last forever.
Little did he know, it would last forever.
At that very moment, an EMP hit the Autobots, and all of them froze in place for all eternity. The end.
With Garrett Gobblecock and Optimus's ass for the rest of eternity. His mind cleared enough to realize that Prime's cock was painfully hard and unattended, for its owner was busy bracing himself against the wall for the leverage to thrust backwards. A strong orange end gripped a straining erection, and Optimus outright screamed as his arousal threatened to make it explode. Boom!
Optimus screamed out, boom.
He was fast horror and speech as he whimpered desperately, trying to spur on his talented lover riding him from behind. Yeehaw!
He couldn't coherently speak. He just kept on mumbling things about boom and tadukins.
You see, a tadukin combines the meats of several animals.
Ow!
And when you put your big old robot cock inside of me, I go boom!
His neck arched and he turned his face upwards into the stream of solvent, the tickling sensation driving both of them insane. More! He growled, sensing the spasms from the cock buried up his half and knowing that his lover was going to blow his load any second now. Garrett Gobblecock sobbed, overwhelmed by the divine sensations that racked his body as he thrust with all his might, feeling the pulsations in his cock and knowing his release was at end. Like sobbing, like this is so good.
Usually that doesn't come until like after orgasm.
Yeah.
I've never cried after sex.
No, he's crying during, like, just before climax.
Again, I've never cried during sex, so I couldn't tell you.
Me neither.
Oh, I have. Time.
Oh, yes.
Have you really seen
that? No.
That cock could finally take no more and surge into orgasm, spraying fluid into the mighty Autobot leader like a high-pressure hose.
It smells like R. Kelly's sheets.
Optimus Prime flew off and
but shit, it was 99 cents.
The sensation of a young cuck throbbing in ecstasy within him was more than he could take, and Optimus threw back his head and screamed his arousal, his lustful cry echoing throughout the room as his cuck burst.
Oh, kaboom.
Yes, boom! Shooting powerful streams of cum all over his lover's pumping hand and against the wall.
It Oops, was... I crapped my pants.
His pants are off. Like, he ruined the shower. He pumped his hips desperately, milking his orgasm for all it was worth, face screwed up in an expression of unimaginable release. That must have been pretty ugly. He sighed. He sighed as his release wound down, leaving his body throbbing in contentment. He couldn't remember the last time he had felt so satisfied. He heard similar sounds of contentment from Garrett Gobblecock as he gently pulled out of Prime's rear.
I keep reading that as here. As he gently pulled out of Prime.
Optimus Prime Sex Simulator 2015.
Buy it on Steam for $29.99. Collector's Edition for $35.99.
That has to be DLC for something. We have to make it a mod. We have to do this. I love
more. Pre-purchase now to receive the Starscream DLC.
Yes, Starscream.
I live to serve you, Megatron. Yes, put it in my butt, Starscream.
The next few moments were spent in silence, the two gazing at each other as they baited one another and took care of the telltale evidence of their trice, such as Prime's cum sprayed on the wall. Prime sighed, this time his disappointment as he checked his internal chronometer. Time for me to go, he said sadly. I enjoy my time with you. We'll have to do it again sometime, Garrett Gobblecock smirked, turning off the shower unit, then stepped out, looking for his armor. That's an order, Optimus said playfully as he suited up. He strode towards the door, then paused and looked back. At ease, soldier, he said softly. I'll look forward to sparring with you again.
Sparring.
He does have a point at his sparring.
The end! One more to read that's 4 pages long. I think we can get through this quickly.
Oh, no.
This one's actually going to be for all the guests.
Can we not? Not do anymore. I'd like to get off this ride, please.
Would you be okay if we read and you didn't read?
Oh, I guess so.
Okay, so fuck it.
But only if you say, till all are one.
Till all are scum.
I didn't say that. I said till all are one.
Till mom is done.
Mom would never be done with this. Seriously, Steve, grow up.
No. All right, Sam, you start this. This is Forbidden Nature.
Forbidden. Spelled with an F-U-R because it's furries.
No, it's not.
Oh. Anyway. Disappointed, seriously.
Forbidden Nature. Author's notes. Well, sorry for the delay again. This time, well, I lost my laptop and all the wonderful ideas I had for the next updates. So that is why I have an update. Well, I got some good news. This is an apology story to all my fans who have been wondering where the heck I've been.
All three of them.
The bad news is that it will be another week before my father gets off his lazy butt and gets my hard drive out of the laptop and lets me get my stuff and put it on this copy. So I will try to update what I can. Sorry! Now read and review. And special thanks to my best friend, me, for helping me come up with the title.
Me as in Sam.
Yep. Yo. Rated M. Chris Pav. After everyone left me and Sam, this is going to be awkward, on the bridge, I slowly turned to her and, oh god, it's going to be even worse, and smiled. I know now that my family was at the house, packing to go home, so I didn't have that much time. Since I met Sam, I have been having these feelings. Even when I found out she was a girl, I was still in love, one word, with her. But it confused me. I was attracted to Sam when I thought she was a he. Does that make me gay?
Yes.
No. I didn't know. What if I am Sam? Wait, am I a girl? Hang on, sir. This fanfic is a liar. Anyway, I didn't know, but I had a way to find out. Sam was watching the body of a guy who was trying to kill me float down the river. Okay. I watched as the moon shone brightly in her hair, and I knew I had to do this. I just hoped she would agree to it. I coughed and she looked up at me. I blushed and rubbed the back of my head out of nervousness. Sam got close to me and blushed even harder. It was now or never. Sam?
Yes, Chris?
I know we don't have that much time left. I was wondering if you wanted to, you know. Sam looked at me for a minute before coming closer, giving me a light kiss on the lips.
Sure, Chris, and I know just the place. Do you want to go now?
Yeah, that's cool, and, well, I need you to do something before we go.
What is it, Chris?
Just read this, and I handed her a fan fiction.
No!
No, that's not how this works. You're supposed to whip out the wiener. That's how you get the girl in fan fiction. You don't whip out more fan fiction.
Yeah, she skimmed the letter before looking up at me. I wrote the letter before I met up with her at the dance. I hoped that she wouldn't run away screaming, but she did. I looked into those eyes and hoped she would agree. Sam nods at me. I smile and give her a kiss.
So where do you want to meet? Or where do we meet and want to meet in 20 minutes? Where do we meet and meet in 20 minutes? Okay, yeah. That's what it says.
We will meet at the Red Barn. We pass by on the way. We pass on the way here in 20 minutes.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
Yes, I see this. Next up is Steve.
We kissed and parted ways. I was sort of shocked and amazed that she agreed. I rubbed my hands together and ran home. Of course, my family was out back, cooking with some of the locals before we left. Dad was having a couple of beers and Mom was getting pissed. Stewie was tuning his banjo, and Meg was trying to hide behind the car with
one of the locals. What, is this a Family Guy fan fiction?
Yes!
Apparently.
Oh.
Poor kid. Brian was sitting next to Stewie, drinking beer and just being quiet. I knew it was going to be a while because Mom is going to have us all pack up the car while Dad remains in the front, passed out. I ran into the house, up to my room, and tore the sheet off my bed. I knew Mom was going to be mad we were missing one sheet, but I didn't care. I started to hear voices from the back door. That's a sign of psychosis. So I quickly stuffed my stuffed the sheet in my shirt and ran like hell down the stairs, and I didn't stop till I reached the barn. I put my hand against the wall to catch my breath. Once I caught my breath, I lifted up the shirt and I laid the sheet out on the barn. I then began to pace, for I was nervous as heck. Language. I just hoped that doing this would help me figure out who I was. Truthfully, this wasn't the first time I have had doubts. You see, when Meg had her episode claiming she was a lesbian, I don't know, something about it just made me think about my own sexuality. And now I get to test it with the one girl I love. I hear the door open and I run behind a brown cow.
No! Oh.
I don't know.
Chris,
all our moves.
Are you here?
I sighed in relief. I got up from behind the cow and I walked toward her. We kissed.
Along.
Are you ready, Sam?
What?
Yes, Chris. But are you?
Well, we will see. I look at Sam and smile. I had asked her to wear the clothes she wore when I first met. I had asked her to wear the clothes she first wore when I met her. Without word, she dropped the duffel bag, and we kissed as we fell to the floor. We both groaned as our bodies mold together. What? Okay. We stopped kissing, and Sam started to unbutton her shirt, but grabbed her hands to stop her. She looked at me with a look.
You know.
That's kind of how looking works, even if you're missing an E.
I looked at him.
I need to believe you are a boy for this to work. So you will only need to get rid of your pants. Do you want to continue?
No!
Y/M.
Just let the timer run out. You only have 10 seconds.
Sam nods and without a word starts to undo her pants and take them and her underwear off. Once they were off, I saw a plastic dildo. It was a strap-on and huge. It wasn't as big as me, but it would do. I nod to her and she smiles. I undo my pants and take them off. I laid back down with her and we kissed. Suddenly she got on top of me and I could feel the dildo right up against my ass. I gasp and skirm. I gasp and skirm. She smiles and eases up on me. I watch as she goes to her duffel bag and pulls out a tube of something. My eyes get wide and she grins.
It's Tabasco!
John?
Now, Chris, this is what you wanted. This tube of lube will make sure it won't hurt you. Understand? Yes, just let me get on my knees and we can continue.
I did that and waited for her to stick the dildo in me. But instead, she inserted a cold, wet finger into my hole. I gasped and tried to move. She grabbed one of my hips and told me to stay still. It hurt a little when she started to insert more than one finger, but eventually felt really good. I groaned when she took her fingers away.
Oh.
I turned back and saw her rub some lube on the dildo. I started to get a little hard. She finished lubing up the dildo and started to insert it in my ass. I hissed as I feel it stretching my insides. Suddenly, she stops, and I was about to turn around and ask her if she was all right when she shifted her hips a little and rammed the dildo all the way in my ass.
What's with the ramming?
Then a massive hemorrhage ensued. 5 minutes later, the ambulance showed up.
I growl and pant. She holds my hips and starts to thrust in and out. I hiss from the pain. It does hurt. I was about to tell her to pull out when I started to feel good from the dildo. I groan as she thrusts harder. Sam grabs my hips harder and pulls in and out of me fast and hard. I growl as my dick gets hard. I turn my head to look at her and can see that she, too, is enjoying this. I turn back and grab onto the sheet as I start to feel pressure build up. And up until it explodes.
Boom.
Lots of exploding in this episode.
I know.
I come with a scream onto the sheet. Sam pulls out and slips out of the strap-on to lay next to me. I smile and hug her.
Wow, Sam. That was incredible.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks for helping me. No problem. Now, once you recover, I want you to fuck me.
No.
I could feel my dick get hard at her words. I smirk and give her a kiss.
I feel the same way when I get telemarketers to call me.
I just keep hearing my name and like throwing up an apple at each time.
Oh, Sam.
Well, it looks like I'm ready now. Where do you want to be fucked? My pussy, please. I get up and take off the rest of my clothes. Sam does too, and I slowly lower her back to the sheet. She leans up and kisses me before I straighten myself and I thrust into her. We both groan. I wait a minute before I start to thrust into her. I started out slowly and then move to faster.
There's just a dial that says normal, faster.
No, too faster.
Too faster.
He cranked it up to 11. Sam, by this time, had put her legs around my hips and was starting to get me to go deeper. I grabbed her breasts and started to thrust harder, and she digs her feet into my ass. I moan and go a bit harder. She screams, and her walls just squeeze me so hard that I thought I was going to lose my dick inside of her.
Whoa.
I thrust into her a little bit more before I came with a cry. I rolled off of her and we laid there, catching our breaths. I looked at her and smiled. Sam smiles back.
So, what'd you think, Chris? I think I have an idea, but I could use some more practice. What do you say? Practice what? Getting it or giving it? Both. Well then, let's continue, shall we?
Let's. Author's note. There. D I just thought ill of it seeing that episode. I am still working on the other update, so please be patient. Please? Rate and review, please.
No.
Done. That's it.
I know it's, you're done.
It's over.
It's 10 o'clock. Thank you to our readers and guests and everybody in the chat. And oh God, I can't take my car to the shop anymore without thinking about Optimus and that charging port.
Oh, come on. We saw, like, dragons fucking cars in the tailpipe before.
That's not Optimus Prime!
Till all are one step with my from.
Till all are in my charging.
Yeah, get you, baby. Aha. And all the goyims say I'm pretty fly for a rabbi.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.